Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
According to TMZ, Travis Scott is finally responding to PJM's lawsuit against him, also filing his own countersuit against that company. And according to documents, Travis says the promoter never sent him a confirmed travel itinerary for the Minnesota show. We're talking about the Super Bowl. He says right up to February 3rd, the scheduled date of the show, he hadn't received travel plans. Now, in his lawsuit, Travis is saying that he learned PJM lacked the cash to cover his transportation or the remaining money he was owed for the performance. He admits they did pay him $150 in advance. Wow, that's big. Travis is also upset because he believes someone from PJM spoke to TMZ about this gig ahead of time. He says that it's a violation of the confidentiality agreement both sides signed for the show. Sources close to Travis's camp tells TMZ that he canceled due to weather and logistics, but PJM thinks he flat out refused to show up to the event. You've heard of YouTube, right? Well, being that Beyonce took over YouTube, it could be called Baytube if Beyonce has her way. She's got YouTube crazy in love thanks to her Coachella performance, which set a live stream record. Beyonce's Saturday performance from Coachella drew 458,000 simultaneous viewers on YouTube, the most ever for a single Coachella performance since they started streaming 8 years ago. Now, it's also up to a whopping 75% over last year when Lady Gaga stepped in to replace a pregnant Beyonce. The opening weekend generated... So this is what I'm hearing. I'm not sure if she's really going to fulfill this. You know, when we hear Lauryn Hill is on tour, it's like, Well, she's celebrating the 20th anniversary of the miseducation of Lauryn Hill with the tour. She's going to kick off her tour July 5th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And then July 8th, she's going to be in Bristol, Virginia at Jiffy Lube Live. And then July 13th, she's going to be in Philly at Festival Pier in Penn's Landing. That's as close as she's getting to the East Coast. Everything else is everywhere else. So good luck getting tickets if you want to get tickets. So finally, somebody's investigating R. Kelly. Texas police are looking into the claims of a new accuser who has come forward to speak out against and battle R&B star R. Kelly. This according to the Jasmine brand. The woman claims the singer infected her with herpes without first warning her about it. Uh-oh. Police aren't investigating the incident as a sexual assault since the relationship was reportedly consensual. However, in Texas, a person who gives someone an STD without first telling them can be charged with assault. The woman has filed a complaint with the police department in Dallas and is preparing to file a federal civil complaint against R. Kelly. Earlier this year, the accuser in this new case reached out to the parents of Jocelyn Savage, who's a 22-year-old woman who moved in with R. Kelly back in 2016, to let them know that she spent time with their daughter. Jocelyn's father, Timothy Savage, said that he then asked the woman if she had a consensual relationship and if she had been tested. He says, "We need a witness to speak up. I hope this opens up some answers. We felt from the beginning that the reason he's holding these girls is he has some kind of STD that he couldn't cure." R. Kelly's camp could not be reached for comment. Maybe he's hiding in the closet.